Welcome. Today, we're discussing OpenAI's groundbreaking new coding product, Codex. Buckle up, folks. This is huge.
I've been hearing whispers, but tell me, what makes Codex so revolutionary? Is it just another coding assistant?
Absolutely not. It's a whole new paradigm. Imagine a ChatGPT-like interface, but for coding. It's cloud-based, connects directly to your GitHub, and can even run multiple coding agents in parallel, each in its own isolated container. Pretty slick, right?
Whoa, parallel processing coding agents. That sounds like a recipe for merge conflicts.
True, but that's what Git's for. Think of it as a distributed coding team, each agent tackling a separate task, all contributing to the same project. Plus, each task gets a fresh environment, downloading the code and running setup commands every time. It's a game changer.
So it's not just writing code, it's orchestrating it too.
Exactly. It's like vibe coding. You can give it high-level instructions like, make this codebase more maintainable. And it proposes specific tasks, even showing you the diffs before implementing them. You can edit the tasks, provide feedback. It's a real back and forth.
That sounds incredibly powerful. And what about running it locally?
They've got you covered with the Codex CLI. Similar functionality, but on your own machine. And get this, they're even releasing a mini model for local use and introducing sign-in with ChatGPT. The lines between coding and conversation are blurring, my friend.
Hold on, sign-in with ChatGPT. Did they just casually drop that bombshell? That's a game changer for accessibility.
I know, right? It's like they snuck it in there. And let's not forget the beautiful design. Even the little loading animations are a delight. It's the little things, you know?
Speaking of little things, you mentioned a new model, Codex 1. How does it stack up against GPT-4?
It's built on top of GPT-3, but trained specifically for coding tasks using reinforcement learning end-to-end. They're focusing on real-world performance, not just benchmarks. And it shows. They claim it outperforms GPT-3 and even GPT-4 on internal tests. Plus, it's designed specifically for the Codex environment, not just a model wrapped in scaffolding.
Interesting. A subtle jab at competitors like Cursor and Replit, perhaps. But what about the recent acquisition of Windsurf?
Ah yes, the $3 billion elephant in the room. It seems like OpenAI and Windsurf were converging anyway, with Windsurf's local focus and Codex's cloud-based approach. This acquisition could be the key to combining the best of both worlds. Imagine the possibilities.
It's like a coding ecosystem is emerging before our eyes. Local and cloud-based agents, specialized models, intuitive interfaces. The future of coding is looking very different.
And it's rolling out to ChatGPT Pro, Enterprise, and Team users today, with Plus and EGU coming soon. I see. Interesting. Got it. Tasks take between 1 and 30 minutes, depending on complexity. Pretty impressive. And there's a mini model available through the API at a competitive price. What a time to be a coder.
This is a lot to take in. I'm eager to see how Codex evolves and how the coding community responds. It feels like a pivotal moment.
Absolutely. And what do you think? How does Codex compare to other tools like Windsurf or Cursor? Let us know in the comments. And if you enjoyed this breakdown, please like and subscribe. Until next time, code on.
Goodbye.